This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Are again. Yippee! Thursday, April 11th. Only one more day this week. Good heavens. Oh, the time flies. We have what you need to know and a lot of commentary focused on some of these items of interest. Jennifer Horn is here on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen. Victoria Keelan, a.k.a. VK, is here. Wow, what an exciting revelation. Kara Schillen at the controls in my studio in Washington. All right, so Jennifer, the heavy task, the load that you're carrying in bringing us into this hour with important information is almost impossible to imagine how you take this responsibility.
It's killing me.
It really is. Yes.
Yeah. Well, just to remind you and update you, if you missed it, Julian Assange is under arrest right now. He's waiting his chance to face the magistrate in the United Kingdom. He was pulled out of the embassy, for the Ecuadorian embassy, earlier this morning. And it is now being thought that the Trump administration is arranging for his extradition to come back to the States to face charges of espionage. But that is not our top story. The top story today is so interesting. I think two big scientific stories from this week. Astronomers have captured the very first image of a black hole, which is a revolution in our understanding, yep, of the universe's most enigmatic objects. The picture shows a halo of dust and gas, and it traces the outline of the black hole, which is at the heart of the Messier 87 galaxy, which is just 55 million light years from Earth. No big deal. The black hole itself is a cosmic trapdoor from which neither light nor matter can escape. It's unseeable, but the latest observations take astronomers right to its threshold for the first time, illuminating the event horizon beyond which all known physical laws collapse. How about that? This breakthrough is captured by the Event Horizon Telescope, which is a network of 8 radio telescopes spanning locations from Antarctica to Spain and Chile in an effort involving more than 200 scientists. This is a really big breakthrough. It's very cool to see, and it really does make your mind
hurt. Does anybody really understand?
Hurt.
Yeah, I mean, it's 6.5 billion times bigger, this hole, than our sun. How do you even imagine? And the distance, as you said, it was 9 billion light years away.
55 million light years, yeah.
Whatever.
It just, it makes you remember, it's a great reminder that the problems that we face in our everyday life are so minuscule in the pattern of time and space that's around us, right? And I think that story, along with the kind of coupled story that I put with this today, is about the archaeologists in the Philippines. I'm not sure if you heard about this. They discovered fossil bones and teeth from a previously unknown human species that thrived more than 50,000 years ago in the northern Philippines. They're going to continue to dig. They found this in a cave somewhere, a popular limestone cave complex, actually, where the remains were unearthed. The archaeologist is Armand Mijares. He said the discovery of the remains in this cave made the Philippines an important research ground on human evolution. They've named the species, I'm going to try this here, the Homo luzonensis. Luzonensis, I think, after the main northern island of Luzon, where the remains were dug up on. That started back in 2007, but a big breakthrough. And you can see the fragments of the bones, the feet, the hands, the thigh, the 7 teeth from 3 different individuals from an era long, long, long ago.
So the hip bone is connected to the leg.
Well, who knows? Who knows how it all go or how it went back then? But definitely two big scientific breakthroughs just this week, and it's kind of cool. It's just interesting to expand your mind and think about the possibilities.
Well, let's go back to the astronomy gig here for a minute and the black hole and understand what this is about in context. That is the context of what you said. I thought what you said was the most telling here. When we get into these silly arguments about politics, or let's go get Trump or William Barr or Julian Assange or whoever it is, that becomes the sort of pitter-patter of the day. Lori Loughlin. But it's all meaningless, really. It's downright meaningless when you hold it up against the light of the silvery moon, if you will, or the sun, or this black hole. Understanding what we really are about is so difficult under the circumstances. That's why we focus on some of this other sort of minuscule, most of it meaningless baloney. The real meaning of life, I'm thinking about Eric Idle and some of the silly things that have come out of Monty Python, but it really, when you think about where we are, who we are, why we're here, what is going on, it just dwarfs. It just, when you understand that we are so small, it's fun to be able to create a great life for ourselves, but in the, as my mother used to say, in the light of eternity, none of us or none of this makes much difference. It's not to demean or diminish our lives and what we're doing and what we're accomplishing. Most of us are doing really good things and appropriate things, but you don't have any, you can't even begin to imagine numbers like 6.5 billion times bigger than the sun, or 55 million light years away, or the whole business about, did we really come? Did the universe expand from something like the tip of a pin? And as some of the later research suggests, that there was another universe before that all got sucked into a black hole like this. That's what the little, I remember when I was a kid in science, the science teacher said, well, the sun has got 93% of its energy left, and then after that it'll blow up and it'll destroy the all the planets and the solar system. And I thought, my God, what's going to happen to us? And when you think of the sun and the gases that create the energy that makes the Earth tick have only used 7 or 8% of whatever their value or volume is, and that is over 15 billion years, you know, what do we have? What goes on? What's another 90? What's 90 times 15 is 135. So another 135 billion years we have before. But you think, I remember as a kid thinking, oh my God, what's going to happen to us? And so you put it into perspective, and it really is quite amazing. And for us to be able to draw these verbal pictures, you did a great job, Jennifer. And that's one of the things I love about the ladies here. We pride ourselves in being able to describe things. That's what we're here for. We use words. Never mind, you know, everybody wants to post things and have pictures on YouTube and Facebook and stuff, but it's really the real clever way of communicating with people is be able to describe in words a picture that you can actually imagine. And you can imagine this big black hole out there with the halo around it. But can you imagine that when you get close to it, and I don't even know how to define close, everything gets sucked into it. So then mind goes to, okay, so how long is it going to be before... never mind the planets are going to blow up in 135 billion years, but are we going to get sucked into that black hole at any moment? And you consider how far away it is, but then you think about how big it is. It just is mind-boggling. It just is. And so every time I get on one of these kicks, I amaze myself at thinking about how big everything is and how small we are. Not that we're not important. I'm not saying that. It just is. The influence of all of these things, this super massive black hole that's out there someplace. And we'll never, none of us will ever, maybe we, if you believe in next life or life after death or whatever it is.
Well, let me blow your mind. Maybe that is your next life. Maybe that's heaven. You never know.
Right. Getting sucked into a black hole.
Right.
Fun.
But not necessarily,
okay.
But you don't know what's on the other side.
No, you don't.
Right.
You have no idea. Nope, not at all. Okay, so 16 after the hour. Coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained, ugly. Ugh. Well, let's see if we can find a risk-free solution to your problem. If you're drinking and smoking and you need to have something that makes your teeth whiter, ladies, I promise I'll save you from a demonstration this hour. No more, no power swab demonstration. Just sort of reminding everybody that you can have the white smile you used to before you started those evil habits like drinking coffee and wine and tea and smoking and that sort of stuff. Over the years, I know you have become discouraged with your teeth. And so now comes this tooth whitening. There are a lot of tooth whitening products that are around. Those whitening strips are ridiculous because they take so long and they don't really work. The trays and the gels, they're a mess as well. Well, here's the 5-minute solution to getting that bright white smile. Power swabs. Yep. Put it on your teeth. You snap the little tube and you swab your teeth. And in 5 minutes, you start to smile because power swabs will absolutely remove the stains on your teeth. Not only your natural teeth, but the caps, the veneers that you may have in your mouth. We all have them as we get older. So may I suggest that you get on the power swabs bandwagon. You don't have to go to the dentist. You don't have to go anyway. Pick up the phone and call 800-208-1797 and order power swabs now. Tell them you heard about it here on the DJV program. Get 50% off the retail price. Power swabs for the whitest and healthiest teeth. 800-208-1797. As a matter of fact, the thing that's cool is that all you have to do is call numbers. You don't have to go online. You have to go to the shopping. Just call 800-208-1797 for power swabs at 50% off the retail price. If you lack energy and can't get your work done every day, you're struggling to get back into shape, all those sorts of things, you don't have a lot of drive and performance, then there is a solution. The daily routine that you're going through may be difficult, but thanks to NuGenix, N-U-G-E-N-I-X, you're feeling exhausted, this will fix that. You're not performing like you used to? NuGenix can help. High levels of testosterone play an important part in helping men preserve their energy and performance, so let's get into this overall wellness and fitness. Let's restore it. Let's get the tool. Revive your confidence by getting a free bottle of NuGenix. Free bottle of NuGenix. Just text FORCE to 321-321. Yep. Free bottle, NuGenix. Text FORCE, F-O-R-C-E, to 321-321. Very simple. Be on your way to a more confident you. Text FORCE to 321-321.
This report is brought to you by Salix Pharmaceuticals, one of the largest specialty pharmaceutical companies committed to the prevention and treatment of gastrointestinal diseases.
Hi, I am Dr. Howard Franklin. April is IBS Awareness Month, and we want to shed light on a common disorder that is believed to affect more than 16 million Americans, irritable bowel syndrome with diarrhea, or IBSD. Symptoms of IBSD often include abdominal pain and diarrhea. Living with IBSD can impact daily life, including forcing people to stay home from work, or avoid situations where they would be too far from a bathroom. There are different types of prescription treatment options for IBSD. Studies have shown that between 50 to 70% of patients fail to respond to either fiber or antispasmodic treatments. Don't give up hope. Ask your doctor about treatment options that might be right for you.
For more information, including different causes and resources, visit www.ibsdupclose.com. That's ibsdupclose.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, a couple of names in the news today. One of them is assistant or deputy secretary of the Department of Homeland Security, Claire Grady, is resigning as well after Kirstjen Nielsen got booted. What's her relationship to Nielsen? I thought, who's going to... they got some other guy to replace Nielsen, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the president says... Okay, we'll take your resignation, too. She served with excellence and distinction and an invaluable asset. So why is she going then?
Probably because she didn't get promoted to take the job. Because usually the deputy goes and they have an acting person in there. Kevin McAlanon, I think, is the one that's going to take over. So, yeah, and she might be loyal to Nielsen, too.
Mm-hmm. Could be. All right, also in the news, Prince Harry and Oprah are teaming up for a series on Apple TV about mental health. Obviously a reference to what went on with the mother. You've seen all the Diana things on TV in the last 3 or 4 weeks that have been revived in some of the cable networks. Good heavens. Stuff never goes. Oh, maybe no. I saw them in Ireland. Maybe that's what I'm thinking. I saw the whole bunch of stuff about Diana.
Need to let it go now.
Yeah, let's kiss it off. See you later. All right, anyway, that's the update on that. It's 21 after the hour on the DJV program.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Popular portion through the entire week. There's nothing that people enjoy more than me digging in to the music of the past. Top five songs from this week in 1964 all belong to one group. Yes, your guess is not as good as mine. It's probably the same as mine. The Beatles. All five songs are theirs, starting with number five. This is Please, Please Me. Oh, yeah! That's a real Beatles. Alright, they just get better and better and better. So number five is Please, Please Me from the Beatles this week, 1964. Number four, I Wanna Hold Your Hand.
Say to me, let me be your man.
Uh-huh.
And please,
imagine me trying to clap. I can't clap for.
You let me hold your hand.
Not a good clapper.
No.
Jeez.
You've got to be
number three.
That.
Oh. Calm down, ladies. Number three from the Beatles this week, 1964. She loves you. Yeah. Observing myself, ladies.
You can sing along. Just mute your microphone. Just sing to yourself.
Oh, can't be bad.
No.
She loves you. Yeah, I'll be glad. All right, let's see. We'll keep going here. Number two this week in 64, where the Beatles occupied all the top five slots. Preston, shout! Shake it out. Come on, baby. I work it all night. Isley Brothers had a big version of this as well. Not as big as the Beatles, but that's where it all started, actually. So Twist and Shout number 2. You got lots of room for number 1. 5 weeks the Beatles were at number 1 with just this song, Can't Buy Me Love. No diamond rings. See, Kara? No diamond rings.
Tell me if you want the kind of thing the money just can't buy. I don't get the
real love is not demonstrated with a rock.
It depends on the size of the rock.
Yeah.
I don't need a diamond if I'm marrying a guy as rich as one of the Beatles. I'll take something else.
What would it take? What's the...
I don't know, like a car and a house and some other stuff.
A plane.
Sure, why not? I'll sacrifice the diamond for that other stuff.
All right, crank it up. I see the guys driving around in their little Jaguars. Yeah. So there they are, top 5 songs from the Beatles. Please Me is 5, I Want to Hold Your Hand is 4, She Loves You, number 3, Preston Shout, number 2, and this one, Can't Buy Me Love. All of them right here. Throwback Thursday time is 28 after the hour on the DJB show.
You learned to pitch in your backyard. Now his team's coming over to celebrate their high school championship. So you need to patch those bare spots fast. Pennington One Step Complete has a revolutionary formula that repairs bare spots in only 2 weeks or less. Pennington's been trusted since 1945, and now it works even faster. One Step Complete from Pennington. Honest green. Get your lawn ready for any occasion. Head to your local retailer to pick up One Step Complete.
Ah, the copperhead snake. It hisses before attacking. But that's not a copperhead. That's the Sullivan's RV freshwater tank overflowing into their black one, which is backing into their vent pipe, making for a very different kind of attack. One that arrives just in time for taco night. It's wild out there. When it gets too wild, Progressive has your RV covered. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Is there a healthy option for weight loss out there? One without stimulants and no dangerous side effects? The answer is yes. And that yes is with Calitrin. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
My name is Nicole, and I get benefits from Calitrin because I have lupus and I have fibromyalgia. I've been taking it now for about, I'd say, 2 months, and I just love the way it works.
This is George, and I've lost 43 pounds using Calitrin. I really, really enjoy taking it.
I've taken Calitrin. I've lost about 26 pounds, and I've gone from a size 16 to a size 14. Calitrin has worked great for me. I also have seizures, and with my neurologist, he knows about my medication, and it does not interact with any type of medication, even seizure medication. It really works.
All natural, drug-free, stimulant-free, Calitrin works for weight loss and more. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange is now under arrest, hauled out of the Ecuadorian embassy in London hours ago after spending 7 years holed up there. WikiLeaks tweeting that Ecuador illegally terminated his political asylum. Assange has been wanted, though, by British authorities since 2012 in connection with a rape investigation. A suspect's been arrested in connection with a string of fires at predominantly black churches in a Louisiana parish. Reports are police arrested the 21-year-old son of a St. Landry parish deputy. There were 3 fires in 10 days at historically black churches. The state's fire marshal, Butch Browning, says it's inconceivable.
These are buildings that people worship in on a regular basis, but there's been weddings here, there's been funerals here, there's been children who are raised here.
And this is USA Radio News.
Pros know doing it right means having what you need for any job on hand, so you're spending more time on the job site than away from it. Lowe's does it right by stocking job lot quantities of lumber, fencing, and decking, and at the right prices. Get volume savings on your next job at the Pro Desk, and save time by ordering at lowesforpros.com. Have your order delivered or pick up in store. Our dedicated Pro loaders will load you up and get you back to the job site where you belong. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. See Pro Desk for details, U.S. only.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey guys, it's Scott Bauer here, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy. Are you looking for a super hot stock tip? Here at Prosper, we are always looking for exciting opportunities in the markets. And right now, all my students are salivating over this stock we are watching. In fact, I've got this hot stock written down right here, and I'm about to text it to you for free. I just need to know where to send it. Simply text HOT to 48542, and I'll text it to you instantly. How do I know this stock is so hot? Well, I'm a former CBOE market maker for Amazon Options, former vice president of Goldman Sachs, and I have over 25 years of professional trading experience. I'm telling you, this stock is hot. But be warned, the stock may move soon, so you need to claim it before it does. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Message and data rates may apply.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Change after the hour. It's Thursday, April the 11th. This is the D as in Doug, J as in Jennifer, V as in Victoria program. Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington. She always has something to say, or frequently has something to say, about some of the issues of the day that we're chatting about. All of us have our comments. Let's see where Victoria is going to take us so that we'll know. We'll tune up our commentary while you're giving us the story.
Well, a couple of days ago, we reported on the string of church fires that authorities believe. This was in Louisiana, and authorities believe that they were linked. There were three different churches that were burned, and they now have a suspect in custody and in connection. Now, these were three historically black churches, and three of them burned in 10 days. And so law enforcement officials are saying that it's still an ongoing investigation. They have not released the person's name, but they say he is a 21-year-old man, and he is from St. Landry Parish in Louisiana, and they're going to have a news
genius,
conference.
No doubt. Yeah, no doubt a genius, yeah.
They're going to have a news conference later this morning, and so they will probably release more details of how they caught this person, and maybe he was caught on camera. But, you know, it's been a horrible thing because the churches are such the pillars of the community, especially, you know, in a lot of places in the South. And so there was one parish that was burning, and parish members, parishioners were outside, and they just linked arms and prayed as the church burned. And everyone else who was surrounding that area, they were on high alert. And one of the priests or pastors had actually made it known that he would be sleeping in the church overnight in his church just to make sure if anything happened that he would be there to put the fire out. So people had very different reactions to it. But, you know, there were several black churches in the South that were burned in 2015. And that was right after that horrible shooting in Charleston, South Carolina, in that Episcopal church there. And so they don't know yet, or they haven't said yet, if this was racially motivated or if this is just a case of arson. Arsonists, they say, statistically typically go after churches because they're always empty. And at night, when these churches have been burned, there is usually no one in the church. And so arsonists don't like to murder people. They are just there to watch the fire and just to burn things. So we don't know if this guy is an arsonist or if this was racially motivated and that's why he targeted these churches. But later today, we will definitely know more.
All right. Sort of in league with that, there is a story floating around today from Durham, North Carolina. Police say that one person has died, I think 17 injured, gas explosion in the downtown section. The mayor said there may be more casualties. It happened around 10 o'clock. This is a main, you know, Durham, it's a very, actually quite a beautiful city, quite a nice area. And so the police department said, quote, a gas leak was caused by a contractor who was boring under the sidewalk. You know what this does? It calls into question once again. I remember this happened to me. People place so much emphasis on these companies that are supposed to locate and identify where there are electrical things underground, gas, utilities, water, all that sort of thing. And they don't. They do a horrible job. It's called Dig Safe. I had them come to my house when I was putting an addition on my house 15 years or so ago, and they said, oh, yeah, it's safe to dig up here. So the excavator digs a hole, and luckily we didn't get killed. He dug up all the electric, all the phone, and the gas line in one bucketful underneath the corner of the house. So to put faith in these people, it's hard to know where to dig. You know, everything is the emphasis on putting things underground, which I think is intelligent, but what the hell, you got to know where they are when you go back to it's much safer and all, you know, different measures to have the stuff underground. But these sorts of explosions happen more and more and more because of gentrification, trying to beautify or do things in downtown Durham. Which reminds me, actually, both of these things put together, Victoria. I went to see Best of Enemies last night.
With Taraji, that looks really good.
Henson and Sam
Rockwell. And Sam Rockwell, right? Yeah.
Very good. Very, very. That should, in my opinion, both of them should be back up for an Academy Award. Unless you knew it was her, you wouldn't recognize her the way they made her up.
I think she's so talented. I really am a fan of hers.
Yeah, well, I remember started watching her when she was on Person of Interest. That's where she really came to the surface. And now she's done all of these other great things. But this movie tells a very important story. And when you think about it, it only goes back to the 70s. The KKK was still extraordinarily influential. And the story takes place in Durham, in Raleigh-Durham. It's appalling, really, when you get right down to it. How open the KKK was in their control of wanting to have people live in certain ways. Anyway, but it's worth seeing. But all of this stuff, the black churches being burned down, that stuff is still in the South today. There's still people that hate so much. They're just so full of hate. For what reason, please? What is the reason that you are so full of hate? How is it you can be get that worked up about stuff like that? Don't understand it. Never have. U.S. inching closer to having the next presidential election decided by popular vote. I'm happy about this. Some people are not. This week, Oregon Senate approved a bill to join 14 other states and Washington in the National Popular Vote Compact. The agreement aims to change the way states award their electoral votes to ensure that the presidential candidate who gets the most votes ends up in the White House. I don't understand how it's either one or the other. I guess I don't get the Electoral College should not exist, in my opinion. And people say, oh, that'll give the winner take all. The Democrats will control everything because they take the big cities. The big cities will decide everything. I don't know how you figure that out. I don't know what rationale.
Yeah, I never understand that argument.
I've never understood it either. You, one person, one vote. That's it.
Right, right.
So anyway, I hope that they are able to do that. I think it's better for all of us, frankly. I often think my vote doesn't count because I vote against the, you know, I normally vote for people who are more right of center than left of center, and the two states I live in hardly
right.
are bastards for that thinking.
You're kind of like the perfect person to talk about this issue then, because I only hear Republicans or conservatives say that they're against a national popular vote because then we would, you know, because the coasts, they in Genesis too, and I never understand. They said, oh, the coasts would decide everything. I don't understand how that's true. I don't get that.
If it's one vote,
that's it. Then it encourages everybody.
Rather than thinking it through, they rely on what somebody else who thinks, you know, this is going to protect them and their power, whatever. All right, 43 after the hour. We're going to have some spring beauty tips in a moment. Right now, though, I would like to encourage you to think about something that will be very, very helpful to you and to our country as we protect and support one of the last great American institutions, the family farm. On average, one farm feeds 165 families every year. 99% of all the farms still in our country are family-operated, family-owned. If you listen to my American Family Farmer podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com, you'll hear some of the stories of these folks every week. The problem for farmers, the family farmers, they're only getting about 15 cents out of every dollar you spend for food at your home. So let's see if we can change the reality here and help support the farms with money that comes from this organization, preserving the American value system, the American family farm. Donating any vehicle, whether it's a car, a truck, motorcycle, boat, trailer, whatever you got that's got wheels, your donation qualifies for a tax deduction for you and helps out the farming community. So let's do some good, help protect and preserve the tradition of American family farming. Call 888-342-GIVE. You can do that now, 888-342-4483, or you can go to djvshow.com and fill out the form online to give your car, truck, whatever it is, to support family farming. 888-342-GIVE, or go to djvshow.com and look for the Donate Your Car button.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at usps.com/future.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Four after the hour on the DJV program. Time to get the scoop on spring beauty ideas. Cheryl Kramer Kay is a beauty and lifestyle expert, former executive beauty director at Shape Magazine. So she's going to shape you up for springtime. Let's see what we can cook up here because spring beauty, our looks, very important. Cheryl, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Nice to have you back here. Let's start at the top. Hair. What are the musts for looks and for treatment, scalp, all the stuff, the things that help us look good and be healthy?
Well, yeah, it's funny you say it like that because for so many of us now, choosing a hair product is about more than just how well it works, how it makes our hair look. It's also for a lot of people about what is in the bottle. And that is why I'm so excited about the two new sulfate-free wash and care collections from Herbal Essences. There's a birch bark extract collection, which revitalizes dull strands, and a honey and vitamin B collection, which helps hydrate hair. Now, both of these lines are free from silicones, sulfates, colorants, parabens, and mineral oils. And these are the first mass shampoos to ever earn the stamp of approval from the nonprofit Environmental Working Group, which has very strict safety standards.
Yeah, very strict.
And you can find these products at mass retailers.
All right. So because spring is a time for renewal, restoration, listen up, because there are a lot of other things here that we ought to talk about that are for the skin, I think, right?
Yes. Well, you know, it's getting a little bit warmer, and we're starting to show a little more skin, and we're thinking, where is that summer glow of mine? Now, I got my glow at home yesterday and the day before, and I'm telling you, it is easier and I'm going to say yummier even than ever before. And that is thanks to a product called Saint-Tropez Gradual Tan Watermelon Infusion. This is a vegan-friendly body lotion that gives you a natural-looking, buildable tan while locking in major moisture for up to 72 hours. The formula has hyaluronic acid and watermelon extract, which is really rich in vitamins and antioxidants, and it improves your skin's elasticity as it protects your skin from free radical damage. So here's how you use it. Right after you shower, just towel dry your skin like you normally would and apply this the way you would a regular body lotion. You just need to remember to wash your hands after you use it. You don't want tan palms. And in about 4 to 8 hours, you're going to see a light sun-kissed glow. Now, if you want to maintain it or deepen that tan, just use this lotion daily until you reach your desired depth. But I think my favorite thing about it is its really fresh watermelon scent, which is so much better than most stinky self-tanners.
Yeah,
and it's
right.
Available, right? It's SephoraandSephora.com for $25.
All right. Now, what kind of tools do you have? Every year there's some new tools that we can use to apply some of these things.
Yes, I've got a great gadget for you, but it's not for application. It is for removal of the hair that you don't want. So instead of dealing with the time and the hassle of salon appointments, you can get rid of that hair at home all by yourself. And you can do it with IPL. That's a pulse light technology. It's the same technology that they use at the salons, but now you can find it in the Venus Silk Expert 5 IPL powered by Braun. It is an FDA cleared device that you can use on your face and your body to get rid of unwanted hair. And you will see smoother skin and a permanent reduction in hair in as few as 4 weekly treatments. Now, what makes this particular IPL so special is that it's automatically going to read your skin tone, and it adapts the light and intensity to ensure the safest and most effective treatment. Now, Braun has also partnered with a female design group called Capizza to create this adorable pouch. You can't see it, but it's really colorful and happy. And you can find the Braun and the pouch at Amazon.com and Walmart for a limited time for $349.
Refreshing, renewing, it's springtime, great ideas. Thank you, Cheryl. Cheryl Kramer Kay here with a focus on spring beauty, some of the best bets for you at 10 before the hour on the DJV program.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com. And partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at GCNLive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The hour, you're listening to the music that's the theme from the Wall Street, or the movie Wall Street. This is the one, I'm guessing, if I remember correctly, I don't remember the movie music, but certainly it was a movie, a big movie for Michael Douglas and Charlie Sheen, and then they revisited the movie later, didn't they? The same theme after
he
got out of jail.
They did. When they did the sequel, though, I think they sort of made the character of Gordon Gekko into an anti-hero. You liked the character a lot more than you did.
Yeah, the original.
But the reason we play that, this day in movie history, 1988, Michael Douglas won the Oscar for playing Gordon Gekko in Oliver Stone's Wall Street. Did a fantastic job. He's one of my favorite actors. Certainly had an amazing run in the 80s and 90s. Same year that Wall Street came out, Doug, in 1987, he did Fatal Attraction also. So that was a great year for Michael Douglas.
Yeah. Well, is this movie going to be revived, or the other movie is being revived? What about him?
I don't think you could do a Wall Street. I don't think you could do that movie without his character Gordon Gekko. But the sequel was okay, but the original was a lot better film. I liked it a lot.
Yeah, right. I went to see Best of Enemies last night. I've seen two movies the last couple of nights. Kind of winding down and wanting to not be, it gets me off of my gig going to the movies. I love going to the movies. So I went to see Dumbo on Monday night, and I saw Best of Enemies last night. I thought Dumbo, we didn't have much of a chance to talk about it after I saw it. You liked it, I liked it. I think the kind of movies that are around now, the quality is getting better, for me anyway. And I thought that the acting in Best of Enemies is Oscar-worthy for both of them, for both Taraji P. Henson and for Sam Rockwell, the way the story is told, the way that we, you know, you walk away from the movie with a lesson. And one of the things I thought as I walked out, my God, this only occurred in the 1970s. The KKK was still around and manifesting its hate.
And it's based on a true story, correct?
Yeah, it's a true story. You see the pictures of the real folks at the end of the movie and how they got involved. It's a neat story, frankly, good story. And your blood boils as you experience some of the things that were happening back then. So anyway,
good. On a scale of 1 to 10, what do you give it?
I would give it an 88.5. Anyway, maybe a 9.
I am curious. I got to ask you one question. When you go to the movies, do you go to the candy stand? Do you eat popcorn or candy or soda or
no? No, I don't do any.
No,
of that. I once in a while have a little popcorn, but I normally go to they have now the sit down dinner movie theaters.
Do you like that?
I'm okay with it. I don't love it, but I'll normally have a salad. Like last night, I had a chicken salad, and it was okay. They bring you a decent sauce, and you're watching the movie, have a drink of water. I kind of like it because it's the ambiance of the theater, and they charge crazy. I paid $14 for, you know, not much when it comes to food. But
well, let me ask you another question off the top of my head. Do you think movie theaters are going to be around in 10 years?
I hope so. I don't think there's another experience. I don't see when Victoria and I talk about this with Kara all the time about them watching things on the small screen. There's a lot that gets missed, in my opinion, from a lot nuanced because the small screen just doesn't have what the big screen. You can't get the detail. Look at people's faces and, well, I don't know. I just think that going to the movie, and it's a fun experience. It gets me, gets me off my wheel.
I'm going to tell you a quick story why I say that, because I know somebody who wanted to buy a small movie theater in the state that I live in Pennsylvania, and had a deal with the bank, was going to buy the theater for like $1.2 million, and the bank, and he had a concept of putting food and different things in there, and while the bank liked the concept of the food and the other stuff, they actually rejected the loan because they felt, and they said it on paper, they didn't feel at least small movie theaters will be around in 10 years. So I found it very interesting when you told me that story.
I hope that's not the case. Is it an age thing? I don't know if whether it is or not. Victoria, you think it's an age thing? You go to movies once in a while.
We saw one movie in the theater all of last year. That was Bohemian Rhapsody.
Let me ask you a question, Victoria. A movie like Avengers Endgame, you'd be perfectly fine watching it at home?
Yep, I'd be fine with that.
All right, Chucker. Food for thought. Chuck Curry, our movie man. Movie Moments on the DJV Show, 59 past the hour.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.